I might shout. I can come in through your window and blow your candle out. There's a sweet tongue like an angel inside the devil's mouth. Be better when I call you. Be better when I call you. Better pack your suitcase, leave it by the door. Tell your friends and family you won't be coming back no more. Be better when I call you. Across the river, where the water rolls and flows. Be better when I call you. Be better when I call you. You know you got to tremble when the devil calls your name. You know you got to tremble when the devil.
And that was Guy Davis from his latest CD. That's the title track, Be Ready When I Call You. And before that, I Got a Job in the City. And Be Ready When I Call You, he says that that has to do, of course, with the Robert Johnson deal with the devil. And on that subject, well, here are Laszlo and Nadia from What We Do in the Shadows.
I did take a brief sojourn to the Golden State.
I didn't want to go.
We weren't invited. It was a work trip.
And I wasn't invited.
I'd agreed to meet the devil at an intersection of roadways, where we'd do a deal where I would become a much better guitarist.
I thought the Devil's Crossroads was in Mississippi.
Exactly. I was misinformed.
Misinformed indeed. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca, which is where you got to go if you want to hear something again, or if you miss something and you want to hear it for the first time, just head on over to CKUT.ca, look it up in the programming and archives, find the show you're looking for in the handy calendar, and just download it. There's no adware, no malware, no spyware. I'm barely wearing underwear. But, you know, that's because we're working from home. In any case, we don't need access to your photos. We don't need to know your friends, or we don't care about any of that kind of nonsense. It's just an MP3. Take it and enjoy it at your leisure. All right, we got time. I'm going to squeeze in one more item here on the new release deck, and that is Miss Tia Carroll. Got a new CD out on the Little Village label. It's called You Gotta Have It, and this is done out of the Greaseland studio, so you know it's going to be kind of rootsy. You know it's going to be kind of heavy. It's got Kid Anderson in there and Jim Pugh in it, so these are some great hitters, and you know it's going to have some great traditional sound to it. This is a Bay Area singer, Tia Carroll, and she's been performing steadily with her own band for decades in California. Made some successful recordings before, doing some rock, some gospel, some blues with bands in Italy and Brazil. But this is her first stateside studio recording of strong original blues and soul and some covers as well. So we're going to jump right into it and listen to two tracks from this. She's got, of course, Jim Pugh in there playing some keyboards and some guitar from Kid Anderson. Sons of Soul Revivers also added some gospel vocals to some of the tunes. And They do like the Staple Singers classics, Why Am I Treated So Bad, ZZ Hills, the tune I Need Someone. They got some great selection of tunes in here. So let's jump right in, and we're going to listen to two tracks from this one. We will hear Never Let Me Go, a nice blues to stretch out on, but we'll kick it right off here with Ain't Nobody Worrying. Here's Tia Carroll.
When the shots fly high and the sirens start to ring, ain't nobody worrying. When the kids die young and the mothers are suffering, ain't nobody praying. When they kneel down low, all they're doing is tying the shoestring. Ain't nobody worrying no more. The homeless have nowhere to turn when their stomachs start to burn, 'cause they ain't got food to eat. How the children gonna learn when they gotta take turns, 'cause they ain't got books to read? Then our babies turn to crime, started getting high, 'cause the job train running kinda slow. Ain't nobody worrying no more. And when the tears start to fall,
Freak Child, and you're listening to Cha 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 in Blue on CKUT FM
90.3. Love you tonight.
That was Tia Carroll from her latest CD, that was Never Let Me Go, and we heard Ain't Nobody Worrying, both taken from her new CD, You Gotta Have It, available now on the Little Village label. You are listening to Cha 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 and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Let's take a look through history and see what happened in the world of blues, jazz, and related subjects. We'll start with the births and deaths from today on through the rest of the week. Today being the 13th of June. And birthday today for Doc Cheatham, the trumpetist, born 1905 in Nashville, Tennessee. Lafayette Thane Thomas, born 1928 in Shreveport, Louisiana. Barrons Whitfield, we saw him up here at the Jazz Fest, born 1955 in Jacksonville, Florida. And that day marks the tragic the death of John Campbell as well, who we saw up here during Blues 92, I believe it was. He passed in 93, just a year later, at died at the age of 41 from heart failure. Also passed on that day was Benny Goodman back in 1986. He was 77 years old. And from the Drifters, Clyde McFatter. Died in 1972. He was only 39 years old when complications of heart, liver, and kidney disease killed him. It was brought on by severe alcohol abuse. And his song, Money Honey, from 1953, was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999. On the 14th of June, we have birthdays for Marcus Miller, born 1959 in New York City, great bass player, played with Miles Davis, among probably hundreds of others. Junior Walker, born 1931 in Blytheville, Arkansas. And the 14th marks the passing of another one of the greats. Rory Gallagher died in 1995. He was only 47 years old. His health and his ability to perform had been increasingly compromised by excessive use of alcohol and abuse of prescription drugs. And, well, it just became too much for him. And he ended up getting a liver transplant, and it was nearly successful, but an infection developed, and it just got worse from there, and he passed on the 14th of June. 1995. Also passed on that day, Mr. Blues, Wynonie Harris, passed in 1969. He was 54 years old when esophageal cancer took him. On the 15th now, birthday for Errol Garner, one of the great pianists, born 1921 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Waylon Jennings, born 1937 in Littlefield, Texas. And Dave Marceau, several people passed on the 15th. We had Grace Brim. Played drums with her husband, John Brim, and she passed in 1999 at the age of 75. Ella Fitzgerald passed in 1996. She was 79 years old. Mighty Sam McLean passed in 2015 at the age of 72. Wes Montgomery in 1968. He was 45 years old only when a heart attack claimed Wes. And Matt Guitar Murphy back in 2018. He was 88 years old. Let's see, on the 16th birthday for Steve Dawson, one of the greats. He's from the West Coast here out of Vancouver, born 1972. Makes his home down in Nashville with his Black Hand Studios and has a great, great podcast as well. So look him up there, Steve Dawson. And Shakers? It escapes me. It'll come to me in a bit, though. I have it. I listen to it regularly. It'll come to me, and I'll tell you then. Lamont Dozier, born 1941 down in Detroit. Vocalist Nolan Struck, born 1940 in Doosan, Louisiana. And let's see, that also marks the passing on the 16th of Lonnie Johnson, passed in 1970 in Toronto at the age of 71. Don Roby, who founded the Duke and Peacock labels, passed in 1975. He was 71 years old. Screaming Lord Sutch passed in 1999. He was 58. And Chick Webb passed in 1939. He was 30 years old, and pot disease got him. It's tuberculosis of the spine. Let's see. On the 17th birthday for Cliff Gallup, played guitar behind Gene Vincent, born 1930, somewhere in Virginia. Another great guitarist, bass player, Chuck Rainey, born 1940. And I was thinking Jimmy Rainey, in Youngstown, Ohio. Jimmy Cheatham, born 1924 in Birmingham, Alabama, part of the Jeannie and Jimmy Cheatham band. Violinist Sugarcane Harris, born 1938 in Pasadena, California. Sir Paul McCartney, born 1942 in Liverpool. And the 18th marks the passing of, as I mentioned, or will mention, actually, a tribute show coming up to Clarence Clemens. He passed on the 18th back in 2011. He was 69 years old. Archie Edwards passed in 1998. He was 79 years old. And guitarist Luther Tucker, one of Muddy's alumnus, passed in 1993 at the age of 57. And on the 19th, now we have birthday for Dave Lambert of Lambert, Hendricks & Ross. They're not the accounting firm or a law firm. They are a jazz band. born 1917 in Boston, Massachusetts. Jerry Boogie McCain, born 1930 in Gadsden, Alabama. Big Bill Morgan Field, born 1956 down in Chicago. Robert Palmer, the author and critic of wrote Deep Blues, born 1945 in Little Rock, Arkansas. And guitarist Holland K. Smith, happy birthday, Mr. Smith, born 1960 in Fort Worth, Texas. Other noteworthy events from the week, let's see, on the 13th of June in 1969, Soul Bowl 69 was held at the Houston Astrodome, and the performers included Aretha Franklin, Ray Charles, Simon Dave, and the Staple Singers. It was the 14th of June 1923, Bessie Smith was in the studio accompanied by Fletcher Henderson on the piano. They recorded Bleeding Heart Blues, Lady Luck Blues, Yodeling Blues. They did that all for the Columbia label in New York City. 15th of June, 1923, Bessie Smith recorded Midnight Blues in New York City, also for Columbia. In 1929, Lonnie Johnson and Eddie Lang recorded The Bullfrog Moan. In 1939, Lily Mae Kirkman recorded He's Just My Size. That was for the Columbia label. It was in 1968, 15th of June, Aretha Franklin's Think reached number one on the R&B chart, and it stayed up there for 3 weeks. 16th of June, 1931, Duke Ellington recorded Limehouse Blues and Echoes of the Jungle. That was in Camden, New Jersey. Let's see, 1956, on the 16th of June, was when Bill Doggett recorded the classic Honky Tonk, and I'll be bringing you that one in just a little bit. It was in 1966 on the 17th of June. Now, I don't know who records this kind of thing and where it went down in the record book, but that was a date that Peter Green joined John Mayall's Blues Breakers. Who knew? Let's see, 19th of June, 1952, Eddie Boyd recorded the classic Five Long Years. That was done originally for the Job label. And in 1937, Robert Johnson was in the studio and he recorded Stones in My Pathway, I'm a Steady Rolling Man, and From Four Till Late. That was done in a makeshift studio at the Brunswick Recording Building in Dallas, Texas, and done for the Vocalion label. So that's as good a place as any to start off here with honoring these events with a little bit of music. And how about we listen to Steady Rolling Man, but instead of going to Robert Johnson for it, let's go to a version from the early 90s with none other than Paul DeLaurier. This was recorded in our studios at CKUT in one of the earliest interviews for both he and I. So here is Paul DeLaurier and Steady Rolling Man.
No sweet mama, no boy, to be rolling this wind. I'm a man that rolls when I see cold love hanging on the tree. Tree. Well, I'm a man that rolls
popsicles are hanging on the tree. I know to hear me howling, baby, down on my bended knee. My song. I want all you people to listen to my song. Remember me after the days I'm gone.
Tell your girlfriend, get changed, you're dressed like a tramp. Change your password so I can see your messages. When are you going to change your mind, you stubborn idiot? Change your attitude when you talk to me. Change your friends. You better change your tone of voice. It's not up to her to change. It's up to you. Violence against women stops now. Talk about it. Do something about it. And call SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Hi, this is Karen Pratt, and you listen to Montreal's longest-running blues radio program, Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue, on CKUT FM 90.3.
little slower. Go down by the river, watch the evening sun. I miss my good old friend, I miss my good old gin. But when everything is said and done, Lord, will we ever find the answer? What do we do for fun?
Lose, 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 lose got dust, dust on my needle. How could this happen to me? Dust, dust on my needle. My lady only wants CDs. Can't get no play, I tend to her away. I like the vinyl, she like the disc. We had a hell of a fight. I never thought it would come to this, but something just ain't right. Now I got dust, dust on my needle. How could this happen to me? Dust, dust on my needle. My lady only wants CDs. Can't get no play, I tend to her away. She took a look through my collection, cruised through my 33s. She came away from all directions and said, baby, where's your CDs? Now I got dust, dust on my needle, how could this happen to me? Dust, dust on my needle, my lady only wants CDs. Can't get no play, I tend to her away. The apple of my eye. But then she came more irate and said, I don't dig all this jive. And I got dust, dust on my needle. How could this happen to me? Dust, dust on my needle. My lady only wants CDs. Can't get no play, I tend to her away. Now I got dust, dust on my needle. What am I gonna do? Dust, dust on my needle. Dust, dust on my knee, dust, dust on my knee, dust, dust on my knee, dust, dust on my knee. Can't get no play, I tend to throw away. I got dust, dust on my knee, oh, how could this happen to me? Dust, dust on my knee, oh, my lady only wants these days. Can't get no play, high, play high, play high, play high.
And that's Barons Whitfield and the Savages and Dust on My Needle. Steve Dawson before that from Solid States and Loose Ends. And that was Loose Ends. Jimmy, Ginny and Jimmy Cheatham. And What We Do for Fun from Blues and the Boogie Masters. Jerry McCain and I'm a Ding Dong Daddy. Grace Brim and Man Around the House. Bill Doggett and the Classic Honky Tonk Part 1. Lonnie Johnson and Mr. Johnson's Blues. And we heard Paul Delorier's version of Steady Rollin' Man. Hey, live music is almost going to come in back. I've seen a couple of people listening gigs, actual gigs where they're going to stand up in front of real people and play music, which is going to be just an incredible experience for everybody involved. And looking forward to more of that. But in the meantime, you know, you still got your computer, so you still got Facebook, and you can still check around for some free stuff and some great entertainment. And if you can spare a couple of bucks for these artists, then you should obviously do so. They all give you options for tipping them, so if you got it, share it, you know. This is their livelihood. Sundays, of course, Peter Mecca Party just finished up a little while ago. That's P-E-T-E-R-A Micah, M-I-K-A. You'll find him on Facebook doing his show. You know him, of course, from all his gigs at Barfly for years and years and years. Every Monday, Patrick Hutchinson from Blues Reel does his thing. And let's see, he's also... he's a multi-instrumentalist and an international man of mystery, so you can enjoy Patrick Hutchinson. Also, every Monday night, you have the Wheel Club doing their live Hillbilly Night. That goes around 8 o'clock, so you can enjoy that. It's more than 50 years running now. But the Wheel Club is really, really, really great. They're one of the sole places that's been keeping people busy, keeping artists out there, doing some live shows for them, and you know, letting them pre-record it and air it on their Facebook page. They've been doing a great job, so you can support them as well. Every Tuesday, Alec McElkern, you know him, of course, from Paul Delorier's band, from Angel Forest's band, from The Associates, from his own work, and, of course, from Every Tuesday Night on his Facebook page. Also on Tuesday, Mindy Hebert from Mindy Hebert and the Bone Shakers does a thing with some wine on her porch, and she always invites along some interesting guests to enjoy the evening and contribute music. She had Cat Dyson on a few weeks back. And you know who else she had? Officer Byrd from Judge Judy's show. He's a keyboard player and an old-time Motown fan. Let's see, also Saturdays, Edwin Orion Brownell does his show, and he's a... another great pianist, versatile musician with a taste that runs, you know, as wide-ranging as you can find. Everything from, you know, from early jazz and blues, obviously, to pop, to classical. He's got it all. So you can enjoy him as well. Those are the regular ones, all the locals who do their thing. And you can, as I say, support them if you have a little extra to spare. Other events coming up, let's see, tomorrow, Monday, the Zoom mic with the Piedmont Blues. They are an acoustic husband-wife duo comprised of Valerie and Benedict Turner. They are also 2018 inductees into the New York Blues Hall of Fame. I'll post the link for this event. That's on Monday. It goes on at 6:30. On Tuesday, June 15th, there's a KEBMO concert. A live KEBMO concert from the Stevens Center, and I think that is. And that's coming up Tuesday, June 15th, and I'll post the Facebook page link for that as well. You can probably find it. And it's supposed to direct you to another site where you actually get to watch the show from there. I'm not exactly sure how it works. I tried, and it didn't seem to work particularly well. Let's see, coming up on Thursday, Rock and Roll with Marnie Kay and the Non-Blondes. That's at Marvin's at Widewaters. That's a free online event. They do some blues, some rock, all kinds of stuff like that. Coming up on Friday, Big Man's Blast. It's the family and friends of Clarence, the Big Man Clemens, in a global live stream event. They're raising a 10-year toast to his life and legacy on the 10th anniversary of his passing. That was on June 18th, and so it's coming up on June 18th at 6 p.m., 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I guess it says. Tune in starting at 6 p.m. for a concert from legendary Stone Pony in Asbury Park featuring his youngest son, Jared Clemens, and his band, The Late Nights with Live Phase. And that's another one where you have to click, you have to go to that event and then click to find to get the link to the live stream. Coming up on Saturday, the Rocket 88s are playing at the doing the webcast from the Wheel Club, and then we go into the week afterwards. So I won't hit you up with that one yet. We'll save that one for next week. In the meantime, I will leave you though with a thing here. How could I leave this one out? Because you know, with a show named Cha 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 in Blue, when somebody throws this kind of a Latin beat into it, I got to include it in the show, every excuse I can find. And if you're one of those like blues dance people who are missing those blues dancing evenings that they had running quite regularly, well, this is the perfect song for all of you. Here, we're going to finish the night off with Kev Moe, and from his album, The Suitcase, this is The Itch. Have a great week, folks. I'll be back again next Sunday night.
Heavenly Father, up above, have mercy on me. After 7 years of bad, bad love, I finally got free. I don't mean to seem ungrateful. You answered my prayer, and Father, if you're able, don't let me do the same damn thing all over again. You get the fever, you get the itch, and you forget about the mess you were in. You forget about the money, the lawyers and the pain, and do the same damn thing all over again. Father, great and good, you need to be in my shoes. You let me fall in love just like before. Now I'm stepping in a big pile of the blues.
But now the honeymoon is over. Let's not pretend. I guess I never learned my lesson. I did the same damn thing all over again. You get the fever, you get the itch, you forget about the mess you are in. You forget about the money, the lawyers and the pain. Talk to your son. He had troubles just like mine, and he's the chosen one. So if I ever go to heaven, will that be the end, or will I fall for some sweet little angel and do the about the mess you are in? You forget about the money, the lawyers and the pain, and do the same damn thing all over. You get the fever, you get the itch, you forget about the mess you are in. Forget about the money, the lawyers and the pain.
Once again to the Ill Groove Garden. It is I, the capital Z-I-P, kicking it off with my voice. Then we got DJ Blaster for 20 minutes, myself for 20 minutes on that set, and ended it off with our closer, DJ Mystical Flex. And to mark the calendar date, it is June the 13th, 2021. And listen, summertime vibes are starting to cook up nice. School's about to be done, the sun is out, and people thinking vacation. Listen, man, hit me up. Zip Trips, I got the links, I got the hookups, I got the connections. If you're coming into the Montreal City or traveling anywhere, that's right, Zip Trips, Urban Tourism and Travel Guidance. Hit me up for my people. So you know I got to do a little getaway myself. I'm out to the west side of Canada. That's right, Vancouver, Calgary. I'm coming out to check y'all, so my van.